Following the weekend flooding, Governor David Ige, Kauai Mayor Bernard Cavario, and military and county emergency crews took a helicopter tour of the devastated areas of the North Shore aboard a Hawaii National Guard Black Hawk helicopter. The governor and mayor flew over heavily damaged regions in the Hanalei district, including Wainiha and Haena, where they saw the swollen Hanalei River, flooded neighborhoods, and farmlands. Emergency rescue crews have evacuated more than 150 people by helicopter, 121 by bus, and others by water, and it's still an active search and rescue effort. Mayor Bernard Cavario spoke with us following today's early morning briefing.
So right now, we're almost finishing to complete our search and rescue of the affected areas, primarily the Wainiha, Haena, and Hanalei areas. Damage assessments of public and private property. Now we're getting our assessments, boots on the ground, per se. Guys getting out and doing assessment of the damage. That's a big, big part that has to happen sooner than later. We're out there. Looking at adequate relief, ongoing personnel, complete the restoration of power and water at the affected areas. We've been experiencing some power outages and water outages because of that. But we're able to look at it and assess it and bring it back to at least a working order. Debris is a big, big part of clearing our highways and all of that. So we're looking at how we're going to manage that overall. And, of course, deliver of essential relief and recovery supplies to the isolated area. Now, as we speak, the Wainiha to Haena area, our people there are still isolated. They're not able to leave the area. That's a big concern for all of us. So what we've done is we've deployed helicopter evacuation operations. We've looking at, of course, Zodiacs, people who choose to leave and evacuate the area have done so via that route. We have others in our community who have stepped to the plate with jet skis and the like to at least support in that way. But then there's others who choose to remain there. And so that's another one that we have to address. And the ones that choose to not be evacuated, we've opened up Camp Nawi and the Hanalei Colony Resort, where we have all the water and food and supplies for those people who are not able to leave that area right now. And that still holds true for a while because of the massive rockfall and rock slides along that entire roadway area coming down from Wainiha to Haena. So that's been a big, big challenge for us on that part of the island. Our U.S. Army, our National Guard, the County of Kauai, we have airlifted over 220 people from the Haena, Wainiha area already. And, of course, they were transported to the Kilauea Gym. At least we have an area that they can go to right now. So we've been trying to assess that particular part of the island where they're isolated and working closely with our highways people to see how we can work very expeditiously to clear the area. But that's going to be a while because the landslide and the hillside, the integrity is not solid, obviously. So there's some major issues with that. And then we move towards the Hanalei area. At least the Hanalei area is open now. The bridge is open. Our people can come through the Hanalei town area. We're able to close and thus down our Hanalei school, which was the shelter there. And at least those people were able to leave the area. So, again, our immediate team here at the Emergency Operating Center, we have federal, state, county, Coast Guard, National Guard, everybody working collectively to address each step of the way. And that's the latest so far. We're asking everybody. Oh, we're also experiencing issues on other parts of the island, namely in the Kapaa area, Keapana, Koloa, who have been experiencing major flooding and damage to their homes. So what we're saying is if anybody out there who was affected by the flooding and the storm, to please contact a Kauai Emergency Management Agency at 241-1800. I really want to get that message out because others are also being affected, not isolated, but affected by the storm that came our way. And we're wanting them to understand where they can call so we can document their call and get them assistance accordingly. So that seems to be the overall game plan right now. Boots on the ground, assess the area, the damage, look how we can provide supplies and water and food to the isolated area of our island, and continue to evaluate, and we're closer with our partners.
And Mayor, I recall the concern that we had following the breach at Coloco Dam.
Yes.
Have we had a chance to assess the condition of our dams and reservoirs? You know,
yes,
how is
we
the
have.
Waika
and
Dam,
so far,
Waika Reservoir?
What we've experienced is just the high rise of water levels, but no breach as of today, as of now. But we're also monitoring our dams and reservoirs in that area. To date, yeah.
Are you monitoring anyone in particular? I don't know about the Waika Reservoir or
Kalihivai. That's one of them, the reservoir up there.
And is in that fairly decent shape?
Decent shape. We have no immediate need to be concerned right now, but we are monitoring. The bright side, if you will, I mean, we have overwhelming support from just the community in general, people wanting to buy supplies, water, whatever, all kinds of supplies for people at the various shelters, well, Kilowatt Gym at this point. And for the families who are isolated, so we're trying to really coordinate that to our American Red Cross and a food bank. So a big mahalo out to the families and the friends and the organizations and businesses who are stepping to the plate to at least get that part secured. But in the meantime, we've got to get diligent with our partners in the state and federal and the county to really address each step of the way, because this is not going to be a short term. This is long term as far as we're concerned. And we're just going to address it accordingly to assure that the safety, and thank God nobody has gotten injured throughout this process, but at the same time there's major damage to homes, to property, to infrastructure, to facilities, county, all of it. It's just terrible, and this has been a very challenging time for all of us.
And Mayor, are there any care facilities or health facilities that might be experiencing shortages, or is there concern for folks that might be medically fragile?
Right. So those are the ones. Our first order of concern would be our children, our keiki, of course, our kupuna, and those who need medical services. We outreach to those so far. We've had a couple of them that we were able to evacuate and move out. But to date, nobody has called in on that. For the isolated areas, and of course the other areas, they can access the medical services as needed. But in this particular isolated area, that was our first order of business, to get to our keiki or kupuna. And of course the people need medical attention. So far we're okay with that.
Okay, but still an active kind of search and rescue.
Very active search and rescue, still on board. Our military, our boots on the ground, like I said, are out and about. We have a police personnel who have been deployed as well, just to keep, you know, security and overall management of this area. Again, my concern is really how quickly we can get the roadways open. But from what we've seen, we did do an aerial helicopter view just yesterday with our team, and I was able to join them, and you can look it from the sky. I mean, oh my God, you can see the devastation along the roadways, and of course the erosion that is happening along the roadways could you know, pose some damage, of course, potholes and sinkholes and all that. We don't want that to happen. So my concern is how fast we can be resilient and repair those roadways so people can actually leave and not be isolated. So we have our waterways and our air helicopters and our Zodiac as far as relief efforts.
And Mayor, I know you were up there in the helicopter with the
yes.
governor.
Yes.
Any takeaway, you know, compared to what we saw with the Coloco Dam or with Iniki?
Yeah, from my point of view, it just, to me, it was one of the most terrible things that has happened to our island, especially on this side. I mean, there's still overwhelming flooding in many of our areas throughout the island. When you look for the aerial view, all of our, of course, our terra fields and all of that, but the homes and the rivers and streams that are created, were created through this, and coming to properties and to our park areas, there's no park now and no restrooms because it's just eroded away. And the water that came from, you know, from the mountains, of course, down to the sea is just amazing. And so that's something we're never going to, you know, forget, I guess, but at the same time, addressing it accordingly as a team.
All right, Mayor. Well, thank you for your time.
Okay. Mahalo. Aloha.
We also spoke with Red Cross Director Coralie Matayoshi, who was working with the county to help with the emergency shelters that opened over the weekend.
We had people at the Hanalei shelter, 40 people there on Sunday night. And then between 9 p.m. and 12 midnight, 21 more showed up. And I don't know how they got there because the whole place was surrounded by water. And so they must have come by on paddle boards and jet skis and boats in order to escape there, wherever they were. So I think that they thought that they could ride it out, those 21 people, and they showed up at our shelter. The original plan was to have the Coast Guard and the fire department airlift them out by helicopter on Sunday, but with the weather, the helicopters were grounded, and so people had to stay another night. I think people just need to be prepared for anything. You know, it's always going to be unexpected, a disaster, but people don't think it's going to happen to them, and so they're not prepared. And I think people don't like to think about it because nobody wants to think of something bad, but people should be prepared at all times. Around hurricane season, people start thinking about it. But look at this. This is really flooding season, so people should be prepared all the time.
That was Coralie Matayoshi, director of the American Red Cross chapter in the islands. And here in Honolulu, city officials are trying to determine if the damage estimates reach a threshold to be able to issue a disaster proclamation that would trigger low-interest loans to help people rebuild. The East Honolulu flooding did damage city property. City Facilities Director Ross Asamora says the flash floods underscore the need to be mindful to keep our storm drains clear.
The stormwater issue is one that we will continually be challenged with. And one of the issues that we have to understand better is how our weather pattern is changing. Talking to Dr. Fletcher and hearing some of his presentations over the past few years, we do understand that our weather patterns that we're familiar with are not going to be the norm for us as we progress in the future. What we saw during Tropical Storm Darby with a very highly localized heavy rainfall is what I understand that we have to anticipate in the future. And this latest example is just underscoring that.
We saw what happened with Darby and the freeway. This, you know, obviously Kalani Aniole Highway, we did see, I think, some boulders roll down way back when we had that really bad storm in the 80s. Any other takeaway, anything that we can do to prepare better?
Well, one of the things that did happen is during that flood in 1987, there were some recommendations that came from that. And so part of the improvements that were made to the drainage system in East Honolulu was the construction of some boulder basins. And the boulder basins were designed to actually receive the large boulders and rocks that created some trouble for the drainage system at that time. And from what we can tell by the assessment that was conducted as recently as this weekend, was that those boulder basins did their job. They did manage to harness all of those large rocks that would have otherwise damaged the drainage system more than what was damaged. Now our task is to clear those areas and remove all of that debris that accumulated.
So it probably could have saved lives because we were very fortunate that no one was hurt.
That's correct. And so we did sustain damage in the sense of flooding, but not to the extent that we saw in 1987.
Okay. Anything else that we can learn from this? Just overall.
So overall, I think the real lesson here is that we have to be aware and sensitive to the fact that our drainage channels, ditches, streams, rivers, canals are not places to dump debris. When people trim their trees or do yard maintenance, it's not a place to dispose of their items. Thankfully, we did not see any large appliances or water heaters as we did during Tropical Storm Darby. But there's always that concern that if somebody that's irresponsible does do some illegal dumping, that it could affect the community at large.
That was City Facilities Director Ross Asamora talking about the flooding in East Honolulu.